This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast. On today's show, we will focus on two teams with big Ivy League home weekends. We'll talk to Savon Krems, senior on the women's tennis team, as the Tigers will host both Yale and Brown. And we will talk to Nick Mead, senior captain of the heavyweight rowing team. The Tigers will host Harvard and MIT in their annual Compton Cup Regatta. A couple of reminders. First, you can subscribe to TigerCast, LaxCast, any of the podcasts that come from the Princeton Athletic Department. Those also include wrap-ups from broadcasts on the TuneIn app. You can subscribe to those by searching Princeton Tigers on iTunes or your favorite podcast device, and you will have all of these episodes downloaded directly to your phone or podcast device after each goes up live. You can also follow all the weekend events through PU Tigers and GoPrincetonTigers.com. It is a very busy weekend. I'll take a quick look at some of the highlights for the weekend. We start on Friday with women's tennis at 2 p.m. match against Yale. We'll talk about that more in a second. Men's volleyball begins a big weekend, home against Harvard Friday night at 7 p.m. Tigers also play Sacred Heart Saturday at 4. Very bunched up middle of the pack in the EIVA during this final regular season weekend. Princeton knows that if they win both, they're guaranteed a spot in the playoffs and would be on the opposite side of the draws as Penn State, which is likely to win the league. So, real good opportunity after last weekend's win at George Mason for the Tigers, but still two tough home matches against teams that are playing for their postseason lives as well. Saturday, start at home, two rowing events in the morning, the heavyweights against Harvard and MIT, and then the women's lightweights against Georgetown, for the Class of 2006 Cup. You can see both those live on the Ivy Digital Network. The women's rowing team takes on Yale. That should be streamed on the Ivy Digital Network as well from Yale. Lightweight men taking on number one Cornell in Ithaca. Men's lacrosse returns to the Ivy League Saturday, 12 p.m. at Dartmouth. On the ILDN, same for the women's lacrosse team. They'll try to continue their perfect Ivy League season at Yale at 3:30 p.m. Baseball and softball both starting divisional play in the league. Both will be in Philadelphia taking on Penn, doubleheaders on both Saturday and Sunday. Women's tennis finishes that weekend against Brown. Then the men's tennis team starts their weekend at both Yale and Brown. That goes into Sunday. So a big weekend for Princeton teams within the Ivy League. And we'll look now at the women's tennis team for our interview with Savon Krems. And, you know, this is a team that really dug in deep last Sunday. You know, coming off a tough loss to Cornell Friday afternoon in a league that, you know, this team knows better than anybody. One loss is not going to eliminate you. They won the title outright with a 5-2 mark last year. You rarely see that in single round robin play. I mean, you can get, if you're in a double round robin where you're playing 14 matches, you know, every Ivy team home and away, you know, maybe 12-2 gets you an outright title, but very rare that it happens at 5-2. And it's a testament to just how good this league is where, you know, it's a 4-3 match. You know, one way or the other, a couple points here and there, and that may be the difference between 5-2 and 3-4, or 6-1 and 4-3. So, you know, Princeton understood that one loss, albeit, you know, early in the season, they only had one other win against Penn at that point, doesn't eliminate them, but, you know, they don't want to go into every year trying to win the title with a 5-2 record. So, did a nice job at Columbia. Now, two matches at home this weekend, against Yale and Brown Friday and Saturday, and weather looks promising, so, you know, a chance that they'll play those matches, you know, outdoors at the Lenz Center and the Cordish Family Pavilion. And, you know, if you've ever gotten a chance to get out there, you know what a terrific facility that is, a great place to watch tennis, especially on a nice day, and a chance to do that in some really big matches this weekend. Again, it's Friday and Saturday afternoons Princeton taking on Yale and Brown. Big matches in the Ivy League. The final home matches for Princeton and the final ones in the career of senior Sivan Krems. Let's hear from her right now.
Sivan, before we get into, you know, the Ivy season and then, you know, the matches coming up, the tennis season is one of those seasons that really feels like there's almost no break, considering, you know, you play some important matches in the fall in these tournaments, and then you're going by the end of January. How do you kind of maintain, you know, the ability to continue to improve, but physically just make sure that you're peaking for this season?
So I think it's all about setting goals each week and making sure that ourselves, but knowing our limits, and just focusing on staying healthy and injury free. And if we do feel like, you know, an injury might come on, going to the training room, getting that treated. So just staying on top of ourselves in terms of, you know, pushing ourselves, but also stretching, going to the training room, and focusing on the recovery process. Yeah, because like you said, tennis season is all year round, and it's just really important that we stay zoned in and keep setting goals for ourselves to get us through the year.
I mean, as a senior, now that you've kind of gone through it a couple times, does it become kind of easier to manage yourself, you know, physically? And I would have to think mentally, because you're dealing with, you know, it's not just tennis, you know, the academic challenges and everything. I mean, does it take some time to really figure out how to manage your schedule so that, you know, your balance stays there the whole year?
Yeah, I mean, I think on a lot of fronts, it's a tough transition coming to Princeton, academically and athletically. I can tell you that my first 2 years, I was sidelined by some stress fractures and actually had to, you know, take a lot of time off. And so I think I do think that as a senior now, I've learned to really know how much my body can take, and to practice smart. I think there's a difference between, you know, practicing for a long time and practicing in a smart way, and that goes for all sports. So yeah, I think that's been pretty key for all the players on our team. I know a lot of, you know, some girls have been, you know, injured on and off, and I think that the big difference in this last stretch here for us will be just making sure that we're healthy, making sure that we're taking it one match at a time, and staying healthy.
You started your Ivy season a couple weeks ago with the win at Penn, and then, you know, the split last weekend. And, you know, in a lot of sports, it seems like in the league, where, you know, if you're playing each team once, you know, 7-0 is probably the winning mark, and maybe 6-1. And tennis has become such a sport where, you know, the league is so strong, you know, on a national level, much less, you know, just within the league, that, I mean, you look at what you did last year, 5-2 was good enough for the outright title.
Yeah.
Because every team is good enough to kind of beat each other. When you lose a match like you did Friday against Cornell, I mean, obviously it's a disappointment, but do you just kind of rely on past experience to say one loss doesn't really do anything?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. I think it's important to realize that one loss in the Ivy League season or outside the Ivy League season does not define you. I think the difference between the teams that go on to play higher would be, are you a resilient team, and can you learn from your losses and keep pushing forward? I think our loss on Friday against Cornell was almost a blessing in disguise. Obviously, you know, we we would have loved to get that win, and we were hungry for it. But Cornell is such an improved team, and I think their improvement just reflects like how much the Ivy League has improved as a whole. We have so many ranked teams now in the Ivy League for tennis, and so I think just moving forward, the team knows that we're here to compete every single match, and you know, a lot of other teams are, but we're gonna try to do what it takes to still be in the run for this.
You know, I have a staff meeting a couple weeks ago and you know, Coach Granville was talking about the upcoming weekend and you know, how much she was hoping that you guys would be able to get outside because she thought, you know, you were almost a better team outside than inside. And obviously Friday didn't quite work out that way. And this weekend looks much nicer. How different is it people who don't play tennis probably can, you know, see it and don't see the differences, but how big is the difference of playing indoors and then playing outdoors? And for you in particular, with the beautiful new, you know, facility that you have at Lens, how special is it for you to get to play there?
Yeah, so I'm actually from California, so I was not used to indoor tennis at all. I think there's probably one indoor facility in Southern California, and I never played there. So it is quite an adjustment from outdoor tennis to indoor tennis. Our courts at Jadwin are probably some of the fastest indoor courts in the Ivy League.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I guess on any given day, I think we'll do our best, whether it's inside or outside, but I think it's a heck of a lot nicer to compete outside when it's weather like this today, which is 75 degrees and sunny. In terms of just technically speaking, I think indoor, you have to have a shorter backswing. Your footwork has to be, you know, on point all the time. And outdoors, you can use your different shots more.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your lob more because, you know, there's no ceiling. So I think, definitely different playing outside than inside. But our team has gotten used to it, to both conditions. And I think it was key for us to play three matches in California over spring break so that we could get used to those outdoor conditions. Another thing I didn't mention was outdoors you have wind as a factor.
Right.
So that can make or break a lot of matches depending on how people respond to it. So I think getting that match experience outside over spring break will be crucial for the rest of our season.
These are such important matches for your team. You know, obviously with you know, Harvard is the only unbeaten in the league. You get them, you know, the following weekend. Everybody else has one loss. So you're still fully in control of your own destiny in terms of the Ivy League race. But for you personally, you know, as a senior, getting two final matches at Princeton and you know, weather looks good that you should be able to get them both indoors. I mean, do you think about that much this week, or do you have to just kind of push that away and just kind of focus on the task at hand?
Do I think about the end result?
Yeah, just getting the, you know, a final weekend at Princeton, or do you just have to treat them like two matches, two Ivy League matches, and kind of not let any emotions get involved?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's hard to really treat it as just another match, but I think as seniors we kind of have to, because if you think too much about, oh, this is going to be my last home match, that's just, I don't know, the you're not going to be in the zone that way. So I think if you, as a senior, it's important to just focus on the task at hand, have a good time while we're doing it, and just stick to the game plan. And I think if we do that, things will take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely focusing on the process as opposed to the outcome and the, oh, this is going to be the last home match opportunity.
Now we'll talk to Nick Mead, the senior captain of the Princeton heavyweight rowing team. The Tigers currently ranked fourth in the country, coming off really two terrific years, both in the regular season and postseason. Regular season, only losses to Yale in each of the last 2 years, and then postseason medals at both sprints and the IRA National Championships the last 2 years. It's been a really good run, and if you look at this run over the last 2 years, you can point to 2 years ago this weekend, a victory over Harvard, a sweep that morning from all boats over Harvard on Lake Carnegie. And, you know, he even touches on this in this interview. And Nick Mead, who was a sophomore at the time in the 1V, says that really kind of changed expectations, changed belief within this team, and they have taken off ever since. It's been over 80 years since Princeton's won this regatta, three straight years. That's what they're trying to do this weekend. Won it 2 years ago, obviously won it last year on the Charles River, and now going against another really strong Harvard team, a team that performed well in the postseason last year, coming off a big win over Brown last weekend. So, you know, you've got two teams that are kind of primed for a really, you know, a really good year. Two teams that certainly will be targeting Yale, currently the team to beat in the Ivy League, the reigning Ivy champs, and a team that, you know, finished second at IRAs last year. But you look at this league, especially, you know, Yale and Princeton and Harvard and Brown, but, you know, go to a Penn team that really pushed Princeton last weekend in the Child's Cup. You know, it's a great league for heavyweight rowing, and obviously, you know, some of the premier teams in the country in this league, and Princeton's going to face a bunch of them over the next few weeks. Harvard this week, Yale next week, Brown the week after in the final week of the regular season. So a fun three-week stretch, all on Lake Carnegie, all on the Ivy League Digital Network. We'll start Saturday morning. Princeton heavyweights going against Harvard and MIT for the Compton Cup. Let's hear now from Nick Mead.
Nick, this isn't new territory for you. I mean, you've been part of this top boat, and obviously you've had success regular season. You've had success in the postseason, and you returned a bunch of guys from that top boat. But again, it's a new boat. It's a new rhythm and a new chemistry you have to find. So, you know, you're a few weeks in. Obviously, you have a ways to go. But you know, how have you felt, you know, about this boat so far and about kind of the rhythm that you're trying to find?
Well, like you said, we lost some good seniors from last year's boat. I think we graduated four guys from the top eight. But so far this year, this is the best Princeton varsity that I think I've rode in this whole season. And I think a lot of that is due to the depth of the team, in that even when we graduated such a strong senior class, guys from who were in the 2V the year before can step up and like make a large difference in the varsity. So guys like Julian, Will Chance, they're already making a difference. And then we also have two really talented freshmen in the varsity who have a lot of international racing experience. So yeah, the rhythm is good. Having a stroke like Julian helps get everyone buying into the same rhythm, because he's so easy to follow and to row behind. So yeah, the boat's been going well for this early in the season.
You know, you talk about that depth, and you know, everybody looks at
the top boat in what you do, because, you know, that's where you're going to win the sprints title and the IRA. But, you know, a team that wins the Road Cup twice and a team that has had your success, you know, at IRAs, you look at, you know, bronze in the one and silver in the two and gold in the three. That really matters, because these are the guys that you know, a lot of them are either, you know, moving up into that boat or, you know, filling other seats. So when you're having that kind of team depth success, I mean, it's great for that year, but it's also a really good sign for the future, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I think in order to build success for a long period of time, you need to have that kind of depth. And the coaching staff here does a really good job of making it clear that results in the 1V, though they're important, we're also looking for success in like every boat class from the 1V to the 5V. And so the Row Cup is obviously very important for our team, and seeing everyone do well at Eastern Sprints, but also the 10 Nike Trophy points trophy at the IRA Championship is something that we've been talking about a lot this year. And I think, yeah, that's one of the reasons why our team has had sort of a constant improvement over the last 6 or 7 years, is this focus on the guys in the bottom pushing up every year as they get older and better. And that way, when you graduate a great class, like the one that graduated last year, it doesn't leave the team in ruins, per se.
You also have, you know, if you think about the amount of time you practice versus actual competition time, I mean, you have a ridiculously small amount of actual competition. I mean, it's maybe an hour, a little over an hour through your season. So how much do you rely on those training sessions midweek against the two, against the three, to really sharpen you and to build that improvement?
Yeah, I think that is like a really important part of our success, is having the boathouse wide speed order on Wednesday afternoons. We get all the heavyweight boats out together to row against each other. Sometimes we mix in with the lightweight varsity as well. And like you said, it allows guys to have an experience that really emulates what race day is like on Saturday, when we have so few chances to go out against other boats. And so we can kind of experiment and try out new things on Wednesday, so that come Saturday morning, like, we know what we need to do in order to win. So yeah, the having competition between the 1V, 2V, 3V, 4V, and 5V is huge. Helping guys develop comfortability and tight racing for Saturday.
Everyone sees your schedule and sees this Harvard race and kind of moving forward with you know, these top ranked boats, but you guys got a good challenge last Saturday, and I know conditions were tricky on Carnegie, but you had a Penn boat that really pushed you and stayed with you for about, I'd say it looked like about three quarters of that race. How good is it, you know, the results against Navy and Georgetown are great, obviously, you know, to win like that, but to get pushed, to get challenged, and to have to really, you know, sprint those final 500 meters, especially going into the second half of the season, how good was that race for you guys?
I think it's definitely valuable to have some closer races early in the season, because obviously we always want to win by as much as possible, and when we have a close margin like that against Penn, we think, you know, what can we do to get faster for the next week? And I think it makes both the coaching staff and all the guys on the team kind of go back to the drawing board and think, you know, what can I do to be better? What can the boat do to be better in order to, like, keep getting faster? When you win by a significant margin, it's pretty easy to get comfortable and think that, you know, you just have to keep doing the same thing week in, week out, and you'll keep winning. But I think that's one of the biggest troubles on a rowing team is getting comfortable or being content. So like having a race against a tough Penn team and who kept it close throughout the race, I think that's good for our team to make sure we stay hungry and looking for more speed.
So now obviously this kind of works right into Saturday's race against Harvard and MIT for the Compton Cup. And it's, you know, obviously it's such a historic rivalry, not for just for you guys, but within the sport. You know, you ultimately, you know, you're going to get measured on, you know, what you do at sprints and what you do at IRAs, but what are these races like? Well, you know, you've been fortunate enough to be part of a couple wins here, and there are not a lot of heavyweight rowers who can say that over, you know, the last 70 years. But what are these races like, and how special are they to be part of?
Yeah, definitely as we enter like our regular season, the coaching staff emphasizes the history of each race. Like the Child's Cup is the oldest collegiate cup race. And we all are thinking about that, like coming into Saturday. And throughout the week, there's a lot of hype building up for it. And same thing with the Compton Cup against Harvard. The whole team is thinking about the weekend every day, and how special of an opportunity it is to get to represent Princeton rowing against another great team like Harvard. And I think 2 years ago when we swept Harvard on Carnegie for the Compton Cup, that was kind of a special moment for the team, and in my mind represented sort of a turning point in which we realized that, you know, we really can contend with the top teams in the country. And to win that again last year and go back to back for the first time in about half a century was also really important. So, you know, it's always on our mind how special it is to get a win against Harvard. And so, you know, we're very excited for this weekend to see if we can do it for a third time.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.